com.
Free Talk Live, 855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Michelle
and Ian.
Oh, Ian's decided to show up after wasting his time at the city council meeting begging the politicians.
Well, wait a minute. Why is it a waste of time? I'm trying to work within the system here.
Careful, you have to define your terms tonight.
What do you mean?
People want to distinguish the difference between anti-theism, atheism.
Are we back on this topic again?
I think we are.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with working in the system. I mean, ultimately, you've got to. I mean, the system is going to have to change.
Oh, the wind's blowing that way this time.
The system is going to
have
to change.
Okay, it's
going
to have to because you want it to. Damn it.
Well, it has to because they're hurting peaceful people, and that needs to end. And I told the city council that tonight.
Did you win?
No, not okay. I didn't give a single vote.
As long as they're being paid, they have no incentive to stop.
Can we talk to Raul in South
Please.
Jersey then? Okay, great. Raul, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Did we lose him? Raul?
I'm here.
There he is. Okay, great.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Go for it.
What's on your mind?
First off, Michelle, you got a sexy voice.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, Michelle's got a sexy voice, yes. Oh, it's not the only
when thing. I'm not yelling at you.
Fuck that.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're going in and out. That's
cell.
What she said.
I don't know if he's got a...
sounds like a bad cell to me.
Are you on a VoIP line or a cell phone, Raul?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. Try to stand...
Don't move.
Stick your arm in the air and move your leg kind of side to the sideways.
I'm going to put a tinfoil hat on.
All right.
Great.
You are on the air.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to this topic, but I had to call on... from a couple callers ago about the scientists and the Big Bang Theory and all that.
Erod.
I think he's missing a big word. It's called theory. They are theories. They're not definites. They're theories.
Yep.
So, you know, scientists don't proclaim that it's the definite answer, unlike religion. They call them theories until they're proven.
I think that the fact that religions that there are more than one religion then kind of purports them as theories also. I mean, clearly one of them has to be at the most only one can be right. And when it comes to religions, so they're,
what if they're all
religious
right.
Religious people, that's why
they can't all be right if they're conflicting.
They're called dogmas. They're they take them at their word. Scientists
some do
don't take it as their word. They take them as well. Hindus don't take their gods literally. Christians and Islamists do. But scientists, they argue back and forth until it's a proven fact.
Well, right. A theory comes about and another scientist immediately wants to test that theory and see if he can duplicate the results from whatever experiments have been done in order to verify those claims. So science is always checking itself, whereas, you're right.
Exactly.
Religion's not that same way.
Newton discovered gravity a long time ago, and it's still a theory until they find the God particle or, the Higgs boson.
Oh, I thought they found that last week. We're there.
Oh, they found that already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
How could you not hear about that?
Well,
they found it with, they find it with, 0.00005% chance they're wrong or something like that? It's very unlikely.
It may not be the Higgs boson particle. It's just a particle that looks like one.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's got a mustache.
That's right. I mean, it's just a theoretical term that they've used up to this point, the Higgs boson particle. So if they find a particle that looks like and acts like the Higgs boson particle, isn't it then the Higgs boson particle since there is no Higgs boson particle prior to finding it? It doesn't make any sense to me.
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, I guess.
As a matter of fact, the news story that listened to actually mentioned ducks in the same way. So,
yeah. If the guy's listening, it's called theory. You might have skipped over that in school. You might have been sleeping when they said those are theories, not definitely.
Sure, but when you're speaking to someone about their theories, I would think that you would hold them to account on their language then, too. And I find that the Big Bang Theory to be something that takes far greater faith than any of the religions. It's a lot easier to believe that God created the earth in 6 days and then rested on the seventh than it is to believe that all matter in time and space existed in a space the size of a baseball and then blew up to create of the trillions of universes that appears as though that there are. I mean, I saw this picture from the Hubble Space Telescope there where it what looked like stars were actually galaxies, and that was a space the size of your thumb if your thumb was held 20 arm lengths away from your head. So I mean, it's just an incredible amount of galaxies out there. I don't know if trillions is the right term, but there's a lot of them out there. So it's a
and if we guaranteed religion, you know, the universe was the sun would still be, the earth would still be in the middle of the universe.
Yeah, yeah, I don't trust priests to do science either. Earth. So, and I don't trust science in matters of faith. Raul, thank you for the call, 855-450-3733.
What I like about science is that it seems to me, at least from my perspective on religion, that science, especially things like quantum mechanics and that sort of thing, sort of proves to me, or it is proving religion, I think, in a way, at least my
proving religion proving creation?
Proving religion. My particular version, which is that everything is God. So I think that there's evidence for that. I mean, when you look at how absolutely everything is connected, the Big Bang that you talked about before, Mark, with all of that, whatever it was, the matter was, you know, compressed together and then spread out across the entire universe or whatever, that you know, that's all that's been there for that whole period of time. We are that old. I mean, individually, we're all only a few years old, but we're made up of that same material. And and we're, even though we are we seem to be disconnected, it's really just an illusion. We're all really ultimately connected at a, you know, an atomic sort of level. And I think
the nucleus of an atom was sitting on a pitcher's mound, the electron to that atom would be flying around outside the baseball stadium. We are space more than anything else.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
So the more I hear about quantum mechanics, I mean, obviously I'm just a layman. I don't, I'm not a scientist, and I don't have their kind of grasp on it. But the more I hear about it, the more it backs up the perspective that that everything's connected. And
that's really my point on scientists, is they've essentially become the new priests. And you know, in the olden times, the priest told you how things were. They explained the universe to you in a way that you could understand it, and you had to trust them because they had the ear of God or whatever. Well, now with the scientists, they tell you what the universe looks like, and if you want to refute what they have to say, you're going to need to go get your PhD in
that's nonsense.
Theoretical physics in order to prove them wrong.
You can't prove them wrong. You cannot prove whether or not the universe was created or whether or not it evolved through evolution, because we can't replicate the process.
As I mentioned previously, I think that is a false choice. I mean, it's not either or. It can be both. I mean, why couldn't the universe have been created and there also be evolution? I mean, why can't evolution have been the beginning of that?
Those questions are all
process?
Valid, but my point is that we're not able to prove either one.
Sure. But we can observe and we can learn about the universe today as it is and hypothesize about the past. And it seems like the more that that science learns about what is now, the more that backs up some of the kind of new age theories out there, in my opinion.
Right. And for me, what it comes down to with religion is A, let's not kill anybody over our beliefs. And B, let's not threaten people with eternal damnation if they don't choose to believe the things that we believe. And
yeah, Michelle.
I don't think she does.
Oh, really?
No, Michelle.
Okay, that's good. She's not one of those Christians.
As I understand it. So, you know, between those.
Why? I want the surprise to be there.
What Christian doesn't believe in hell? You don't believe in hell?
I believe in hell, but I don't think that people typically define those things in the same way.
How would you define it?
Honestly, I don't, and this is why. If I cannot prove something myself, then I don't even have that conversation with people, you know. So I don't know whether
you'll talk to people about Jesus. Can you prove that?
That I can I prove that I love Jesus? Yeah, that, I can prove that.
That Jesus
I love
is
Jesus.
The Son of God, and that Jesus, you know, died for your sins. Can you prove any of those things?
When have you ever heard me preaching the gospel to anyone?
No, you're not a pushy Christian at all.
855-450-3733.
I say, love your neighbor as yourself.
It's good method.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Michelle.
And Ian.
Ian, tell me about the Free State Project.
Well, I would love to, because it is the best idea to come across the Liberty Movement that I've ever seen, at least. And it's the reason why the three of us are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, is to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who actually understand what the ideas of freedom are all about, and not only understand them, but are willing to do something about it. So whether that's getting active through the political system, as I was doing tonight at the city council meeting, or it's running for our office, for instance, maybe making up media like we do here with Free Talk Live, and we've got a bunch of other shows across the state on TV and radio. So making media, of course, civil disobedience, which New Hampshire, certainly the Keene area, has become famous for, or infamous, depending on your perspective. But there's all kinds of activism going on here, and the more people that we can get to move, the better. The more people that come, the more diverse the interests will be, the better off we'll all be in the long run. We're already seeing success with over 1,000 people here now as part of the Free State Project.
Right. It's the most successful idea in the Liberty Movement. I mean,
it's the best idea as well. I mean, because tell me what's a better idea.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is I think it's interesting, the idea of the seasteading there that they have, getting boats out there.
True.
But somebody else has to put together a boat. I can't pay for a boat. Not of the size that it would take to run any kind of community. So,
and there's a lot of risks involved with living at sea. And obviously there's risk involved with being here, but I think that risk is mitigated because there's risk involved in being an activist. But I think that risk is mitigated to some extent when you've got numbers on your side, when you have people...
Safety in numbers.
Right. When you have people who are willing to stand together with you, it sure does help that situation. And so go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what we're doing here. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot going on.
JD in Alabama. JD, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to talk a little bit about states in general, and that you guys are kind of my touchstone, so I have to
go
in a while now.
Michelle's cranky. Don't listen to her.
So, the religious conversation is interesting. I'm going to change it a little bit.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
So Obama made some statements recently, and it's got a lot of people fired up about, roads being built and things like that. Is there?
You're not responsible for anything great that you've done, but you're responsible for everything bad that you've done. The government is responsible for everything great that you've done, and it's responsible for nothing bad that it's done. You just have to understand that.
Yeah, I guess that's the way you'd have to look at it.
So my question is this. I'm not a big fan of states using deadly force to enforce things, and so... is there an example of a state that is decoupled from deadly force that also provides roads and things like that? An organization that doesn't use deadly force, but
no,
supplies.
I can't imagine that.
I'd want to live there. I mean, if that state existed, no, absolutely not. I mean, it's part and parcel of the idea of the state that violence is at its core. I mean, nothing that the people that call themselves the state do isn't backed by the constant threat of violence. Whether they're willing to kill you over what you've done or not just depends on how far you're willing to non-cooperate. So, if you get pulled over and you don't pull over, eventually they might run you off the road, and if you try to run, they might try
to beat
you down.
They did that to Derek J on his bicycle.
Yeah, so, force is always involved, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and I agree. And so I just didn't know, there's a lot of people that are sounding very libertarian right now, just because they don't like Obama and they want to speak out against his statement. And so they're pro corporatism, but corporations can kill people too. So it's this really interesting world where there's this almost freedom dialogue, but it's not quite there. And so I'm a little worried about it, but I don't have any like real world examples of how you kind of move to this other level of understanding how you interact with other people without wanting to kill them.
JD, here's where the rubber hits the road on these in this subject is there was a time when people couldn't imagine for a second, even when economics showed that slavery was a terrible idea. They couldn't imagine moving beyond it because people had always owned other people. You know, whether it was the apprentice programs where essentially you gave your child to somebody else in hopes that they would raise them in that field and do well. You know, it was a situation of owning people, or is a situation of people selling their labor for a period of time in order to, say, get travel to the United States or other ports of call. You know, all these ideas are really just what we currently have today. I mean, the government is an agency, specifically the United States government is an agency. Very few governments will claim to actually own your body in the same way that the United States government will, because the United States government claims your labor even when you're outside of its border. As a United States citizen, you owe it money if you're living and working in Japan or something.
You have to buy your way out.
That's the truth. Just like a slave would have in Roman times, and people could buy their freedoms in chattel slavery times even in the United States. But, you know, or at least people could buy their freedom for them. So you really just have a loosening of the slavery restriction, because there was a time when it became too difficult to, from a sociological standpoint, to say, well, we own these people, but the government still claims to own you. If you exist inside of its land, it will kick you out of your property if you do not pay their property tax rent to them once a year. They will throw your body in jail if you choose not to pay them their VIG for, every year you creating value in the marketplace and doing and consensually working with other people. So it's really just trying to get people to see the paradigm of moving beyond slavery. Because if I had the option of working with whichever government agency, a governmental body I wanted to work with inside a given geographic area, then I would have choice. So government has always confined itself to land. But there was a time when you couldn't be two religions. You couldn't have two religions in one piece of land. Then they called it social anarchy during the English Revolution, when all these people were trying to say, well, we have the Bible now. We can read this thing. Thanks to the Gutenberg Press, we have the Word of God in our hands, and we don't understand it the way the Anglican preachers are telling us this is wrong. They actually were using the term social anarchy to describe what it was going to do to society. It was going to rend society apart if two people could believe different things religiously on the same landmass.
Well, it certainly was.
We see what happened.
Yeah, well, it was certainly going to tear the church apart, right?
And
right. So it's the same
thing.
And
the church
kind of
did get torn apart. Absolutely. At that time, you had to pay taxes to the church. Everybody did, whether you went or not. And that's what they're talking about. That's what these governmental agencies, when they talk about, they're talking about anarchy. Yeah, they're talking about them not getting paid. JD?
So my follow-up question is this.
Then hold your follow-up question then here, JD. 855-450-3733 here on the Live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Michelle.
And Ian.
Free Talk.
That's so weird. It's just not the right order.
Is it throwing you off?
No, but I do want, if you guys are going to fight, like I said, I want Mark to switch places so I can see the vein popping out.
It does kind of pulse.
Trust that the vein will pop. Yeah.
I have a pulsating vein in my head when he irritates me enough. But the really nice thing, Michelle, here is I can turn off his mic like he does
That's
me.
That's true. You yeah. can.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark
do you
has
actually,
the
shut up.
You
wow.
actually turn off his mic sometimes?
It's very rare. When he goes off the deep end, I will turn
oh, yeah.
his mic off.
Would I disagree with Ian enough, and I have him on the ropes?
It's usually when he's shouting at some caller or being really ridiculous.
Oh, right. You've turned it off when I'm talking to a caller. It's only when I'm talking to you do you turn off the microphone.
Usually you're shouting and going out of
Shut
control.
Shut up.
You shouldn't turn
it
off.
You give this guy a little bit of power.
I like to turn you on, not turn you off.
Look out if he runs for office.
Yeah,
I don't trust him.
It's going to be like that. So, you know, today on the news, I was watching, the agreed upon lie. Sorry, the caller had dropped off. So
oh, okay.
We'll not hear the follow up.
That's too bad. I would like to hear that question, whatever that was going to be.
There you go. Well, he can call in, he can call in 7 days a week from 7 p.m.
Well, if it was an accident, then he can call back tonight. But usually it's a one call per night policy.
That's right.
So today I was watching the news, and it looks like they've the Nazi hunters have rounded themselves up a 97-year-old man.
What?
Yep. Apparently, this guy has been. I don't even know what to say. They're claiming that they've caught this war criminal, Laszlo Cassowary. I don't know if I've got the name right. He's taken into custody today in Budapest. And, you know, the guy's saying that he didn't have anything to do with it. And there's all kinds of, there's all kinds of he said, she said surrounding it. And maybe they've got the right guy. Maybe they don't have the right guy. Apparently, they're going to initiate house arrest, which seems like the very best thing they could do in these circumstances. But, you know, I just always wonder, I mean, this is a really great example of this hunting people down years later for crimes that they committed. Because there's no crime worse in the world than Nazis, right? And there's not many criminals older than 97.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you really could.
There aren't that many people older than 97.
Right. So the idea that you pick up a 97-year-old and you're going to prosecute him for war crimes from, 1943 or whatever, it just kind of
Well, I support it. Put him in jail, and then he doesn't have to get his Social Security, and so that saves that way.
Well, right. It's just the taxpayers can pay for him in jail rather than pay
for
him.
But that's a different budget.
It's a different budget. you know, I mean,
leave the old man alone. Look, I don't support what happened back then. I think it's horrifying. But I understand that people can change over time, and that the 97-year-old version of this man is not the same person, likely.
People do change over time, and he doesn't have the opportunity to ever have, repented or anything like that, because if he were to publicly repent for his actions, then he would be admitting guilt, and people would come after him. So, and we've got a system, this adversarial system of justice, causes people to not want to repent for their wrongdoings.
What crimes don't have a statute of limitations?
Plenty of them, like murder. That
murder,
kind of thing,
okay.
Sure.
Well, I didn't think there were that many of them. I figured murder was one, but I didn't
know. This guy's, I believe, accused of treating Jews badly and turning them over to the Nazis.
So oh boy.
Perhaps not killing them himself, but apparently there was a dog whip, which I'm not entirely sure what a dog whip is.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, whip is good enough for me. Yeah. Apparently used a whip upon them, and that's not cool. None of this is cool. These accusations aren't cool, but, what's the guy's testimony going to be? Oh. I mean, he's 97 years old. He's all he's going to have is a death rattle.
No way, man. I hope someday I'm married to a guy when he's 97 and we're still getting it on. Not.
Well, that'd be great. I hope you find a 97-year-old soon and he's very wealthy, Michelle.
I think that's true, that certainly one could be vivacious at that age, but a lot of times men, not so, they just don't hold up very well in their older years.
So, I mean, when it comes down to this, I just wonder who supports this? Who supports going after this?
Caging him?
Supports the money, the time, and the effort that goes into this. Mm-hmm. Why would we do this to ourselves? I mean, you just have to have this huge axe to grind. We're going to teach the world that Nazis were bad. We're not going to do anything about the communists. And the millions of people that those people killed off.
Or the fact that the United States has bombed and killed over a million Iraqis.
We're not going to do anything about any other government's malactions.
Like the one that's happening now.
Sure. You can't, they don't do that. There was only defeated governments in wars are the only ones we're going to teach lessons. And, what does it tell for instance, Assad here, Assad, the new Rice, whatever UN.
Condoleezza Rice?
No, it's another black lady whose name is Rice, who was like some kind of UN envoy or something like that to the United States, was on the television today saying essentially that the people, once Assad is gone, the people of Syria will have the opportunity to judge him, which says, hey, Assad, go ahead and fight tooth and nail and kill as many people as you can possibly kill right now, because we're going to return you no matter where you run and where you hide. Rather than this guy getting away and stopping the violence that he's perpetrating, they have to punish. And this, you know, this guy here. This,
well, the argument is if you don't punish somebody, that they're, that it will just encourage the same behavior from others in the future. That's always the
but
argument.
But they're encouraging the behavior now. This, you know, by prosecuting those in charge, the United States government and the people in the UN, by prosecuting Cassowary, are showing the would-be dictators of the world that you shouldn't stop what you're doing. You know, use whatever violent methods you need to use to stay in power, because we don't prosecute people who stay in power. We only prosecute people who don't stay in power. And Assad, you're the next one on the list. Is that his name, the King Assad to Syria? Is that
don't ask me. But there are exceptions to that rule, right?
They said with that guy that if he, you know, that's what they said on the TV today, that they're going to, that they're, you know, the Syrian people will have their justice with him, which means that if he runs, that the United States is going to grab him, bring him back to Syria, and he's going to get hung like Hussein was. Well, so go ahead and kill as many people as you can so you can stay in power.
Well, certainly there have been exceptions where they have gone after people who've been in power. I mean, you bring up Hussein. He was in power when they invaded his country. So, you know, it's not always that they wait for the person to get out of power.
He lost a war, and as a result, they... You know, they were able to. I mean, if he would have won the war, clearly, the United States wouldn't have held him to any level of justice. The international community wouldn't. Mm-hmm. The United States didn't even have, I don't believe, the international community on that one, was it? Maybe it was. I can't remember. One of them.
Well,
one
they had
of them,
some
they
of the international community, and some they did not.
Right. So it's interesting how they just kind of, you know, chase people down. They've got to, you know, they talk about justice. They create injustice while talking about justice. So I think it's ludicrous. And
yeah.
If anybody's interested, and anybody can defend going after this Cassowary guy.
The 97-year-old? I mean, yeah. That's what's most important that we point this out. I mean, really, I mean, how many years ago was this now? 60-something?
More.
What? Yeah, 70 years? 70 years?
I mean, he's an old, old, old man at 97. I mean, you know, God. It's crazy. Let's go to...
I'd love to hear someone defend going after that guy. I'd love that.
I don't think Latrone's going to do that. Is this Latrone?
Hey, what is up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
First of all, let me clear something up. Did Michelle say that she wanted a 97-year-old with a dog whip?
It sounded like it. Michelle?
Just wanted to clear that up.
She's been talking about kinky porn off the air. I don't know what she's into.
I'm
not into watching, okay? So I don't watch porn. I don't watch sex shows because I just don't have any interest in watching other people.
You should
watch
Sex House.
That? Put something about that on Free Talk.
It's my favorite thing.
People are talking about you right now in the chat because you're not used to sitting where you're sitting and you're exposing yourself.
What?
Yes.
I'm exposing myself?
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but I'd like to continue
pocket
talking to Latrone.
I certainly don't want to go around there and find out what she's talking about. 855-450-3733. Latrone, you did it to yourself. Hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video, audio, flowers.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make.
Wait,
go. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in line here on the Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Michelle.
And Ian.
And if you're on any kind of medications, whether you're, you know, whatever kind of medications it might be, heart medications, or, you know, you've got that erectile dysfunction or whatever
it
is.
Are you on prescription medications?
I am not on any prescription medications. But somebody listening to me is, and if you're getting your meds at a local pharmacy, you're probably paying more than you have to. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. They'll give you a call the next morning if you or you can call the telephone number there that's on the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've been through the process just to try it out. They walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com, whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Ablify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, it's meds.freetalklive.com. So let's go back to Latrone, calling from Huntsville. Latrone?
All right.
Okay, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Guys, meds.freetalk.com.
Free Talk Live, that's right.
Free Talk Live.
What, you need some Viagra?
No, a friend of mine.
Oh, your friend needs some Viagra.
Yeah, he's 97 and he works at PetSmart.
Okay, you're funny. You can stay on as long as you want. Keep going.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Anyway, this is the deal. So I've got a 16-year-old adopted nephew, Michael. He's He's awesome, you know, just a great kid. And he recently informed me that he has become a devout atheist.
Okay.
Not just an atheist, he's a devout one.
Just a point of clarification, Latrone, prior to being an atheist, what was he?
Well, I thought he was, like myself, Christian, and but of course,
what kind of Christian?
Kind of in between Southern Baptist and kind of Methodist. Not really, I mean, we're not really a denominational, we're just kind of, we kind of read the Bible and kind of just kind of try to learn from it, and we are, you know.
So if you were to describe your theology in one sentence and say what it is that you believe that you can translate into your interactions with other human beings, what would it be?
It would be that I believe in my heart, without a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he died for our sins, and through him and through God's grace is how we achieve heaven after we die.
Okay, so that's interesting that you say that, because I was specific when I said in regards to your interactions with other humans. Other people. So for me, mine is, and maybe that was a trick question, maybe I didn't clarify it well enough. I say love your neighbor as yourself. It's a biblical principle, and I think that is how my relationship with God translates into my interactions with other people.
That principle, by the way, exists in other religions.
Exactly, but I mean, that's just the one that I, you know, think translates into my relationships with people as opposed to my relationship with God.
If you were to just say that sentence to me, Michelle, love thy neighbor as you would love yourself, is that what you said?
Yes.
I would probably maybe think that you were Christian or a godly woman, virtuous woman, but it would definitely spark a conversation, and I would want to find out more about what you felt.
Right, and then to go on from there, I would think that you would want to see if there is actually any fruit or evidence, not just what I'm spouting as my
belief. I
want to
find out about the nephew.
That's what I want to hear too. So what about your nephew?
So anyway, he basically he didn't tell me my other nephew, which is his cousin that doesn't live with me. They're the same age. And,
so your nephew lives with you?
Yes.
I adopted him when he was 2.
All right.
Because of drugs and alcohol and abuse and everything. So he's been with me about 14 years now. I'm a single parent and have been, you know, I don't have any children of my own yet, Michelle.
But he's practically, he's practically your son.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he kind of calls me dad sometimes and calls me, he uses, you know, we just got a relationship like that. He knows his real father, his biological father, but he may have seen him 3 times in the last 10 years.
So, Latrone, did you say that he told you he was an atheist, or that his other brother or the other nephew told you? How did you
The other nephew told me, and then when I asked him about it, he, you know, he said, "Yeah, that's the way I believe now."
Hmm.
So,
and how old is he?
He's 16.
16. Okay.
He'll be 17 November 16th.
So, what did you have to say, or what did you want to ask about that?
Well, I wanted to get some advice just from some, you know, clear-minded adults out there. You know, I mean, I've talked to a few, friends about it and everything. And, you know, at 16, like that word devout, so I'm thinking, is it an attention getter? Because he's definitely got my attention with it. But I'll say this, that I know teens that claim to be devout Christians, and they don't have his character. He's 100% honest with me. He's a great kid.
A child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
That's right. That's a Proverbs at number 29.
So I came out as an atheist. I came out as an atheist to my parents when I was 16, so I guess I can relate to this to some extent. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an atheist anymore, but I was for a good decade. And so,
wow,
I
didn't even know that, and now I'm calling you, and you and my nephew were the same age.
It's funny how that works. So
yes,
for me, it was not an attention thing at all, because generally as an atheist, especially in the Bible Belt, which technically Huntsville, I believe, is the Bible Belt, is it not?
I'm like under the buckle.
Yeah. So this is, I was living in Sarasota, Florida, which is, not quite the Bible Belt at all, but it's still the South. And so he's in a place where it's even less friendly of an environment to an atheist than my environment was back when I came out as an atheist in Florida. I mean, he's in a world in which he's going to be looked down upon for this particular viewpoint. And so I wouldn't think that anybody would want that particular sort of attention. I can't imagine that that a teenager would desire that. I know I certainly didn't. I did it because it was a long process over a number of years determining, asking questions about the Christian religion I was raised with, which was Presbyterianism, asking questions that I wasn't getting good answers on, and then, further doing more research. Of course, I was becoming that age when the internet was just kind of coming on, like in the mid-1990s, and so I was able to do research maybe beyond what previous atheists have been able to do. And just, for me, it was a long-term process that kind of culminated in me coming out basically as an atheist to my parents one night over dinner. And I thought they handled it really well. Now, to be fair, they weren't the most religious of people. They would go to church maybe once every couple weeks or, once every 3 weeks. So, we didn't have a bunch of Bibles or Jesus quotes around the house or none of that stuff. So I didn't get raised in that kind of household.
Jesus quotes around my house,
so, the way they handled it, I thought, was very good. They essentially told me that they support whatever it is I do and that they still love me, and that was pretty much the end of the conversation.
I think that's the best thing that you can do, is you can talk to them about your concerns.
Exactly. That's what I've decided to do, is to, I've decided just to not push anything on him. Let him decide, keep deciding for himself. He's intelligent, and for myself, just try my best to lead by example. Whether I be Christian or not, just to prepare him for adulthood, just try to lead by example. And I feel that if he's going to be a Christian, that God will give him a change of heart.
For sure.
And that's between him and God. It shouldn't be something that
I think that's a great approach,
Latrone.
I think that's the way to handle it. Any other approach, trying to change him back, whatever, is just going to create resentment.
Right.
He's going to hate you.
Yep. Thanks for calling in and sharing that, Latrone.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Let us know how it goes.
Yep. 855-450-3733. I think that's all you can do is hang on loosely, as they say, and make sure that you're
be there for him.
Love him.
Be there.
855-450-FREE. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are. I'm not the only baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames.
out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm going back in time.